Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, July 14th, 14 de juillet. I believe that is what it is. And Bastille Day, if I'm not mistaken, right, Sue?
Yep.
And,
yes.
And so bonjour, cool. Bonsoir to the to our French listeners over there, or people that are aware of the 14 de juillet. Welcome, everybody else that's not aware of the 14th of July, France's essentially Liberation Day, I guess. And so welcome to the big call. Oh, I've got a lot going on through my mind right now because I just got another call a minute ago. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's let's pray the call in, and then, and only then, will we go to Sue for what should be another wonderful, uplifting, informative teaching that she has found for us tonight. Can't wait for that. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that we're learning, for where we've been over the last 15 years of the big call, for where we're going into regenerative everything, regenerative dance, regenerative farming, regenerative agriculture, regenerative. And that's where we're going to regenerate ourselves, regenerate our world around us. Thank you for that new life that is coming, and thank you for everything that you have provided for us to get there. And thank you for the information, that the information that I have tonight be true. And we look forward to bringing that to everyone tonight. So thank you, God, for all that you do for us every day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this should be fun. I love this teaching time, and so does Bob.
It is fun. It is fun, isn't it? It's like sitting in a beautiful space that lets everybody pretend that they're outside and they're just listening to very sacred, beautiful, inspiring, rewiring words. And this is called Ready to Move. We decree the king is ready to move. Psalm 133 describes the season I now believe we're in. Jesus sat down and Father poured the horn that was filled with anointing oil upon his head. This oil ran down off his head, off his beard, and ran down all over his body, soaking clear to the outer parts of the body, with the heaviest concentration of oil being in his lap. That's the picture of what happened in Jesus, to Jesus in the first Pentecost in Acts 2. When the king or the high priest would stand up, there would be an extra heavy flow of puddled oil that was in his lap that would flow and splash upon his legs and upon his feet. Please see the prophetic picture. On the first New Testament Pentecost, Holy Spirit flowed to the church with the anointing of Jesus. It was poured out. It ran down and dripped on the waiting body of Christ in the upper room. We no longer have just 120. We have millions and millions of us in the remnant. It occurs in the season of the standing king. It occurs when the king makes his stand. You don't stand unless you're ready to move. The king is ready to move. I like how I picked these teachings. They're so timely. In Acts 7, Jesus stands to welcome Stephen into his presence. Stephen had been stoned to death for his passionate witness for Christ. We're now being anointed to run the anchor lap. The last lap of the relay race is called the anchor lap.
Yep.
You save your fastest runners for it. The great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12 wants to cheer us on as we run. We're being anointed to run like never before with the gospel and our King. Christ is rising to run before us as Messiah, the breaker, to ensure our breakthrough. We are breaking through. Hear the word of the Lord. Holy Spirit said, we're now entering into the season in which we will shift from Acts 2 to Acts 7. We're moving from this seated king to the standing king who runs before us. In these days, the king is going to make another stand, the biggest stand he's ever made upon this earth. He's going to do it through us. He's been forming us. In this season, the third great awakening, this end time surge, the king is going to stand up. The king is us making a stand to shake the heavens and the earth. Christ is going to stand and deal with rebel kings. He stands up with his people. He stands to his side, making real each way that honors him. For generations, oil has been accumulating in the lap of our king. In other words, a portion of all those anointings from previous outpourings of his spirit have been collected and held in his lap. For the ages when the great days, which are now here, come to pass. The season when he takes his greatest stand. Prayer. Christ, we believe with all our hearts we're seeing you stand now. We agree that you're ready to move, shake the heavens and the earth, allow us to be with you, with your glorious power, so that all will see that we are one in you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, that was quite a teaching. Uh-huh. Yes. I love that. Yeah. Yes. I love the anointing oil, you know. And the oil is symbolic. It's a symbol of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. That's when we say so-and-so is anointed or so-and-so is anointed to provide this gift or give this or that. It has to do with the fact that they're anointed by God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's really cool. I like that teaching. What else? Golly, where do we go on this? Acts 2, second chapter of Acts. A lot was happening. The upper room experience. The tongues of fire that were on above the heads of all those believers, the 120, and that might have just been men, did not include women and children. I don't know why they didn't count them then, but they didn't. So it was probably packed full, and we think it was in Lydia's house, upstairs in her upper room. But it was quite a time when it was funny because people were speaking in unknown languages, unknown tongues, unknown to them. And yet everybody understood everybody else in that circumstance. It was really an amazing time to be there for sure. Let's see, where else am I going to go with this? I like it too. I think it was really interesting teaching. And I'm trying to think what the other point I was going to make was about it. Well, suffice it to say, I'm going to count on Bob to come through with something.
Yeah, you had to absorb. Tonight. You had to absorb intel. Yeah, you
yeah, I
so.
Did, and processed yeah. that and everything else.
Yeah.
So if I think of what I was going to say, I'll jump in after Bob with something before
okay.
we toss it to you, Sue. Okay, thank you, Bob. Did this teaching speak to you? Did it give you some new revelation give you something to story to or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it was great.
Cool.
It was right. As soon as you started speaking to, it was like, you know, the king is ready to move. It's like, okay, the game is afoot here, and so it's time for us to be on our alertness to begin to see the signs and be ready to move along in sync, you know, with that new energy. And we're going to need to make sure that there's a match between our energy, you know, in these the times of the movement, right? And because we have to participate and we have to have our own visions and intention that will go along with the king's visions and intentions. Each of us will play our own part. And in order to play a part in this play, we really have to elevate our energy quite a bit, and we have to decide, you know, what it is that we're going to do and who we're going to be, who we're going to become, and how are we going to elevate our energy so that we have a match with our own vision of ourselves. So we'll have to envision the highest version of ourselves that will be capable in this time of the movement, and also the highest vision we can see for the people that we will serve with our projects or just our presence. And we can have tools and techniques to do that. One is, you know, to be able to skillfully move in and out of our default mode network and take advantage of the vast capability our brain has for dreaming and imagining and going inside to establish the creation that we intend to become. And then also, first, to be careful that default mode doesn't become focused on anything negative, because that's the devil's trap right there. And you have to keep those daydreams very positive. And then to exit that mode consciously and purposefully and spend time in nature to have the experience of vastness and expansiveness in order to further refine our energetic capabilities to be able to match that of the king who's coming.
Wow, that was good, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have fun with this one.
I think you are, Sue. I think so. Well, what's cool is that even though Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God to make intercession for us now as we pray, I can see in the sense we're standing up for the things of God. We're standing up for humanity, for projects, for a new world, essentially creating a new and better regenerative world. And all of that's happening because the King of Kings will return one day to rule as king over all the earth. That's not going to be happening right away, I don't think. I think it's going to happen, you know, down the road a little ways. But it is something that we know that is going to happen based on, you know, scripture and prophecy and so on, and all the way from Daniel to Revelation. So it's going to really be interesting if we're around, which we could be, around for some of it. We won't be around for, we'll be around for it. There's just a whole, talk about a timeline. Wow. That is a big call in and of itself just to talk about that. But we won't do that tonight. But Sue, thanks for that teaching. I know there's some good pieces in it. And tell me what you think of it, and we'll let you run with it.
Well, this was like a playground tonight for me, because listening to both of you, I love what you said, Bruce, because the oil, the anointing, the literally the textural liquid, if you think about states, you know, there's ice, there's water, there's steam, there's ice. There are these different states of water.
Right.
And anointing to me, and just listening to you, I was seeing it as the state where the fluid consciousness of the kingdom of God becomes so, it moves through your, remember when I came out on the call and I was saying, oh, I love this new word, interstitial, which is the largest space in your body. It's like literally every little nook and cranny has interstitial space. It's the space between yourselves. And when that anointing happens, the thing that I think we're going to be going through, and you know I'm going to be a little pushing the envelope here, but we'll find out why the Nag Hammadi Library came out at 1945 and said Christ's teachings were always pointing to the identity of the kingdom of God is within you, in you. And did you know, like, the one, which is why this is about moving right now, the number one teaching of identity, and there's lots of approaches, is your brain is always becoming the person you repeatedly practice being. So what Bob was saying about harnessing our vision and our intentions, and then additionally, this not being enmeshed in the old systems of survival, of struggle, of scarcity, that means you've got to get the old systems out of you, and you've got to get the new, with all this abundance, this new abundance, this new kingdom of God, so it's planted in you. It's planted in you, in us, in everybody that's listening to this call. To me, that is the precursor of the appearance of seeing Christ in front of the person in front of you, around you, to the side of you. That is the kingdom of God coming to earth. When we move as a unified, or at least practicing unity, practicing the intention, and executing, because it's intention and then it's action, right? Executing with the intention of regeneration, of love, of beauty, of like literally making everything beautiful on earth. To me, that's like one of the highest callings you could have. To create beauty. Awe. Like what Bob was talking about. It is about getting out in nature. It's about moving back into the awe of
God's
of
creation.
The mystery. Yeah, mysterium tremendum. It's like the mystery of it all. That, to me, is what we're all about to live through, and that's the move that I think you were talking about as an anointing, Bob was talking about as a intention, visualization, identity level shift. But it's going to still be up to us to practice by going inside releasing the old and stepping into the new.
Yeah, it's good, Sue. Thank you for that. That was good. Uh-huh. That was interesting teaching. Really interesting, good, telling us about the oil and the anointing. And,
yeah, it's strong, so but it's poetic and it's visionary. I like the teaching.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. And thank you, Bob, uh-huh. for your input to that in your comments. And Sue, it's that time again. It's time to see what, if we have any prayer and
what's
praise.
What's going on?
And Sue, I've got a prayer request.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got one. Let me jump on this one. I heard from a friend who's down in Alabama who got into a car accident with his truck, and he ended up with a broken arm and stuff, and his wife Anna broke a leg in the car accident and had the airbag crush on her, and he more or less crushed into the steering wheel. But I'm just going to pray for Anna and her husband to be healed from this car accident. And we're just speaking healing over both of you, and that you get restored and get back home as soon as possible. And that Anna's surgery that was this morning hopefully went well. And we're just praying that she would recover from that and be home before you know it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce. I am going to say that I'm reading a prayer request. We have one, and then we have Genia.
Okay.
And we have a prayer request from Brian, and it's asking for his friend. Let me see if I can get this right. Michael Sprague, who is at MD Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pray for Michael and say, Michael, who is appreciative of the whole medical community and is facing, you guys got to make it short. He's having hernia surgery, and hopefully will be coming home Saturday, and has to have his prostate removed. So we're praying for Michael. We're praying that and thanking his friend Brian for writing this. Just keep it really simple, you guys, when you send your prayer request, because we don't have time to read it very often before we get right onto the call. And we're going to pray for everyone that's supporting Brian and Michael and their family and their doctors. And this transition, this feeling of stepping into the trust and the appreciation of the doctors and feeling safe in Christ's love and in the healing that's about to occur. And especially listening to Bruce and understanding that, yes, our prayers with you on the big call, Christ's miraculous healing power, that's really the only power you need to deepen and move in. But then in addition, your backup, your super bonus is to know that the med beds will be available to you. It's like give your primary power to the power within you, the kingdom of God within you, to run that light of Christ, to know that you're empowered, to feel everybody on the big call praying for you. And at the same time, you have the med beds to look forward. So we see this as a transition of noticing what you believe, choosing what you want to have happen, seeing the healing happening, and knowing that you're in a miraculous lineup like never before on earth, healed, whole, and favored by Christ, and we say, thank you, it is done, and amen.
Amen.
So, let's go to Jeannie.
Yeah.
Jesus sows in us the word of the kingdom. That word is love, peace, hope, joy, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, beauty, wisdom, encouragement, perseverance, courage, gentleness. That's not one word, Jeannie. Fullness, healing. I knew that would make you laugh. Reconciliation, integrity, authenticity, and the list is endless.
It is. Seemingly so, yes.
Yeah, Jesus gave us the endless list. Those are the seeds that Jesus sows within us, which we are to cultivate within ourselves and sow in our relationships and the whole world. With this RV blessing, we will be able to do so much goodness unto others domestically and internationally. Yeah. When you view your world with an attitude of gratitude, you're training yourself to focus on the good in life. Paul J. Meyer. Today we pray that we open our hearts to God's word, not only to hear the word of God, but live it and become people shaped by its message. May we be grateful and thankful stewards with this RV blessing. Be grateful for the med beds for healing and de-aging. For all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott, all the prayer requests. When one door closes, another door opens, but we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us. Alexander Graham Bell. Wishing everyone a blessed week, we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie. That was so good, Jeannie. Thank you.
That was a good one,
thank
Jeannie.
You
thank you for that.
I know. I hope she could handle me having fun with it. One word. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that was good. Thank you.
I know.
Yeah, Sue,
yeah.
Thank you for that. Jeannie, thanks for that. Very much, and I was thinking when that last quote by Alexander Graham Bell, I was thinking about my friend Gary Bell, who is a direct descendant of Alexander Graham Bell, and thinking about how technical he was, and he actually worked for Bell Laboratories for a while and all that good stuff. So that brought back his memory. So thank you, Jeannie. All right,
yeah.
Sue, let's move into your segment. And let's see what it is you've been working on and anything that you're still planning to offer at this time.
Yes. And I this is just a night of being having spontaneous insight and revelation. And
right.
It happened yesterday, actually. I start writing what I think my segment is going to be about, usually the day before, just taking little ideas. And I want everybody, get your pens out, everybody, because this could be pretty radical. And you're going to be able to confirm it, Bruce.
Okay. We'll see.
I realized that in my life, just think about your life for a second. One of the things that has been really powerful about this past 11 years is like I've learned how to navigate master navigate a lot of new territory. So think about when you're using your phone. Like I am super skilled on my phone. Think about when you had to go to Verizon to learn like, okay, well, how do I get from here to here? And oh, that's how that works. It's about the skill of navigating. Think about how you're learning something. You're learning to navigate something.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the piece that really stood out as of this morning. I had a conversation with somebody in the pod recently, and it was a gentleman, and it stood out. It was like in neon lights, and you know this, Bruce. And I went, oh my God, this person is so brilliant. And Bob, think about this too for your people, and so sensitive. And he said so, because he had this space to say that. And do you know what everybody in the pod and everybody on the big call has that I bet you don't know? It's the ability, it's that sensitivity. Sensitivity is a hallmark of genius and creativity, and it's not so easy being sensitive, right? Because sometimes you're ahead of the curve. Think about the people that you got introduced that, you know, kind of got shuttled over to you. Right, Bruce? Think about Ms. A.
Yeah.
Think about Ms. A, Ms. T, Mr. J.
Yeah.
You know, pod members. They're aren't they the most sensitive? They're incredible beings.
Yes, they are.
And so, as you are, and Bob is, and hopefully the speaker is, but here's what I'm beginning to recognize, and this is the part I want you to write down. There's a pattern that I'm seeing, and I hope I'm not going to, well, I'm just going to say it. And here's the pattern that I care so with all my being, I care about this, because I saw it in my own family.
Mm-hmm.
When you're giving, and you're giving, but you're abandoning yourself, there is a thing, and what we try to do with all the programs that I develop is to help you re-navigate so that you can give to God and yourself first, so you have a healthy, not codependent, not high-functioning codependency, where you're taking care of everybody else and you're getting strokes for being a good girl or a good boy. But you're actually becoming the healthiest new version of yourself. And because of that, you're regenerating yourself. You have more energy to give to yourself, to your wife, to your people, that is what we teach and create. And you can't do that unless you're knowing what you're feeling. You can't do that unless you know yourself and you're listening to your body. You can't do that. Literally, I got a report today that was burnout is not about doing too much, this, and this. It's when you're so far away from yourself that you don't even feel yourself. You go numb. And I remember when Bob heard me about going into some bar to get salmon. And he goes, oh, yeah,
yeah.
That's because all the people are sitting there. Remember that? He goes, yeah, that's because they're all numb.
Yeah.
Never forget that. I was like, who are these people? And Bob, you're so smart. So I'm going to read you a testimonial, because the people in the pod, we're doing a class, you don't know this yet, and I'm going to cloak it. And if we don't go next week, you'll hear about it, because it's too much of a tease, and I don't want to do that. So I have something to give you.
Don't tease us about an upcoming class.
Exactly. I won't. I'm just letting you know it's happening Wednesday and Friday. But here's what somebody said. Hi, I just saw the email. It's 4 p.m. Central. Yes. I want the class for Pam and I. I almost missed it.
I'm freaking out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know, I know.
Fine.
And here's what I want everybody to get. This isn't about looking cool because I have people that love the classes. This is about, what if you had somebody that had spent 35 years paying attention to all these little domains that could allow you to do and create a project without burning yourself out? So you would get something. Let me read you another one. I'm listening to session 3 today, and I'm blown away. Here's another one. Startup Clarity has given me a completely different way of thinking about building. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, I feel organized, focused, and excited about what I'm creating.
Well, that's really good, yeah.
Gave me permission to slow down. This is another one. Slow down, think more strategically, and finally organize years of ideas into one clear direction. I stopped feeling scattered and started feeling like a founder. And here's the thing. Watch this. I just want to make it super clear, and then I'm almost done. Here's what we do in this one class. It's 3 classes. And the way you would apply it is you've just got to slow down. It's like being taken away for an hour and a half. And you're going to get a meditation that's going to slow it down. So instead of something outside of you that feels so big, and I saw this one person with, it was either Andrew Huberman or whatever. Yeah, it was Andrew Huberman. I can't remember her name. She was a neuroscientist, and she said the best advice she'd ever gotten, and I wish I'd had this advice, is when something feels too big, you just have to break it down into little components.
Right.
And it's so true. It's so, I mean, I've done it, like, because I would get so excited about the big idea that it would overwhelm me and you can't get started.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we slow you down, we get you so you're about to be a new identity, you're about to be a founder. What do you have to rearrange so you can focus? What do you have to do so you get out of your hustle and grind mind? And we slow you down so you actually can start to feel like, wait a minute, I'm going to walk into these rooms. I know what I have to do and write down. I know how I can ask some questions.
Yeah.
Guys, I used to have to go and pitch really powerful people. And all I would do is prepare for it and then enjoy the process of sitting down with them and listening to what they had to say.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do is this going to help you listen to yourself? This isn't some expert talking to you. This is me prompting you to say, okay. And I struggled with this when I was just hearing about this in the first place. What do I have to let go of to make space to do this? How am I going to create, especially with this sensitivity thing? I know. How many people are feeling what I'm saying right now? Raise your hand. I dare you. Even though I can't see you, I swear it's 100% every single person. It's just, and I know the pod's listening, and I know I can hear them jumping out of the water. But the thing is, if you can slow down, then you see what Christ is guiding you to do. And you just need somebody to help you facilitate it and say, okay, this isn't like an intellectual class. This isn't linear time. This isn't being bombarded with Harvard Business School. It's in there. But you're going to slow down so you know, okay, I do this first. I listen to an hour and a half class. I listen to the people at the bank. It's just going to help you create a context and a rhythm. And some people may want to go fast, but this is about having a healthy rhythm. And can you imagine if everybody got at least startup clarity? It's about how to avoid the chaos of a startup, which is mostly because you don't have a map. And everybody was in this healthy, like they were moving in a healthy groove. That's the goal. But if you don't have somebody that's giving you the whole picture with its whole picture, and I think of this as whole life. This is whole life redesign. And just, we're not asking you to buy, we're approaching our, let me see, 246 class. I'm saying this one class is going to get you moving so you're in a big calm massage. It's like lying on a table and you're going to get, okay, this is what I need to get started. So if you're somebody, let me just give you a couple of the key points. If you're somebody that wants to clarify your mission and help organize some complex ideas, prioritize what matters most, get into your founder identity and decision making, and then build what is right for your consistent momentum. But it's not, those are words. You just want to have it in your body. Mm-hmm. If you think that that's you, and you could spend an hour and a half once a week for the next 3 weeks just having a safe base to land, then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put in the subject line, startup clarity, or you can just put clarity.
Startup 150.
Or startup 150, okay.
Yeah,
startup,
that's what
150.
We said.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I'm always
consistency.
Making things new. Consistency is good, but it's new. Making things new is good. So, startup 150, and just ask yourself, do I want to get like a grounded rhythm in myself? And with this, if I have an hour and a half to just sit and become this new identity, so it made sense inside of me instead of relying on other people and feeling, putting the control outside of myself, would that be valuable? So I could share what I have inside of myself and then working with others to help me refine it. That's what it's designed to do. So you're not just like at the mercy of somebody telling you what to do. You have your own sovereign authority. You know what is important to you, and you're taking that and you're combining that with the people around you to create something beautiful on your terms. And so it affects everyone around you. That's what it's designed to do. So it's 150. Send the email. Put your name and telephone number. Startup 150. And we'll be getting those out to you tomorrow. Okay? And then we will talk about the next class on Thursday. Just because we got a review, an early review from someone. It's pretty spectacular. And it's needed by everybody in the community. So
we'll
introduce the idea on Thursday maybe. Depending on where we are, and then next week we'll see where we are.
Okay.
And
that sounds good.
That's my contribution to your well-being for tonight, and thank you, Bruce.
Thank you. You're welcome, Sue. Thank you for that contribution. And that's definitely the way to go is Startup 150. And you heard the testimonials, and it definitely is something everybody should have. And I think it is going to provide clarity for everybody's startup, their projects, their position as a founder, everything they're looking to do, and slow down a little bit. Slow down. You don't have to rush, rush. Some people hit the ground running. I'm not one of them.
Well,
Take time to do this thing slowly and do it right.
Slow down to go fast is really what it is.
That's right. That's right. Good. That's right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And we'll see. We'll see how everything comes together here soon enough. All right. Thank you, Sue. Bob, Sue's in an outrageously cool mood tonight, as you can plainly hear. And that's really fun. So, Bob, I think if I heard you right, and I think I did, not only will we get some new testimonials tonight, but I believe we have a new sale. It sounds pretty good to me on Boomer's products. So let us know what the deal is tonight, Bob.
All right. Well, first, I just wanted to tell Sue, you'd be interested in this. There's a place in St. Petersburg. It's a holistic health and wellness place.
Oh, and that's here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay.
Where I live. And it's called Neuroplasticity St. Petersburg.
Oh, and that's so cool.
Yeah, their website is neurostpete.com.
And that's cool.
They have all kinds of really cool devices and techniques for helping people that have all different types of neurological issues, psychological issues. And next Wednesday is the 22nd. I'm going there on Wednesday night to give a talk at their center about brain-derived nootropic factor, brain inflammation, and havening. And I'm going to talk to their...
Oh, that's so cool, Bob. I'm looking at their site right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Listen, wait. This is where your nervous system finally gets answers.
Ooh.
That's so good, Bob.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to... You know, I'm going to talk to people about how they have to be able to use havening to resolve traumas in order to experience, you know, the ability to escape from their obsessive negativity. And that happens with a lot of people. Yeah, they get stuck.
Can I just say one little thing? Do you remember, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of especially brilliant, but do you remember when I brought that onto the call and we were doing it and you're like, oh my God, I can barely move.
Yeah. That happens. And it happens.
So cool.
And it happens to pets also. I was helping someone with havening today and their dog was with them. And the dog just sat there and stared at me for like a half an hour without moving.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. So anyway,
I was havening Cheetah Kitty today. I was havening Cheetah Kitty before the call today.
We loved havening.
She loved it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just saw
Everybody go to Bob's site and look at his havening because it's the coolest technique. Okay, I'm completely quiet now. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say also I saw a post from Hillary Russo a couple days ago, and she's a havening instructor that certifies people in havening, and she sent out a post about how she was just educating teachers who work with children, and they're all different types of teachers, regular elementary ed teachers and music teachers, special ed teachers, and she was teaching them about havening to help with the mental health of their students. And really a great thing to see. I used to do that with tapping, with the emotional freedom technique, to teach teachers how to help their kids not have test anxiety. But this is the first time I saw somebody going to a school district to teach havening.
That's
really cool.
So
it was up
cool.
In the, yep. And so anyway, when I go on next Wednesday, what we're going to talk about is inflammation quite a bit, because brain inflammation is a huge issue, especially if someone's had a trauma, whether it's a stroke or a fall. You know, the inflammation that happens in their brain prevents them from recovering. And there's a lot of research that shows if you can reduce the inflammation, especially quickly, then people have a very good chance of recovery. And so whenever we get calls about people recovering from strokes or from head injuries, that's the very first thing we help them do, is to get their Boomer Boost and Barley to reduce their overall inflammation, which includes inflammation in their brain. And the other thing is you want to always, when you need neurogenesis or synaptic genesis or neuroplasticity, when you need more, which you kind of always do, but especially if you've been injured, you have to have more brain-derived nootropic factor to precipitate that and that, that healing. And so we know exactly which gene is coded for that. We also know as people get older and their DNA straightens out, which normally it's kind of bound up into this configuration that looks like twisted ribbon. And there's, with that, there's many more connection points for the proteins that activate, you know, epigenetic expression. And as the DNA straightens out, there's less connections. But now we know how you can stimulate that part of the DNA even without it still being tangled up to create more connections. And with Myotrol, you can do that. You can take Myotrol pills, and it will, one of the compounds that's in there will hone right in on the part of the DNA that's contains the code for the production of BDNF. And this is what's called epigenetic reprogramming, or as David Sinclair has now coined it, ER. And his first reprogrammer that he's working on with a private company they call ER100, which is for, you know, treating blindness. And that's what I'm going to do at the Neuroplasticity Center. So if anybody lives in the area and you want to come, you'll it's on 4th Street, at right near 23rd Avenue North, and it'll be at 6 o'clock on Monday. So and we do have a lot of people. Wednesday. So there is a lot of people, Bruce, that live around here that listen to the Big Call.
Sure.
And sometimes they'll, because if you don't, if you never go past there or you're not on the mailing list for Neuroplasticity St. Pete, you wouldn't know about it.
That's right.
So and, cool, Bob. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. The doctors there are really, really great. They do all kinds of things. They do acupuncture as well. And they're naturopathic doctors and acupuncture, and they're really good with Chinese herbs and things like that.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so here's a testimonial we got, and this is a person wrote in. This man says, I am 78 years old. I get up at 4:30 a.m., to go to work out at 6 a.m. My Boomer Boost is what sustains me until lunch at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me instant energy to hit the ground running first thing. I've been taking it for 10 years. It keeps me young. Love you all. You imagine?
Excellent.
78, he gets up at 4:30 to go work out. Here's a testimony about Good Night Formula. Bruce, how many Good Night Formula testimonials do you think we've gotten?
I would think like about 1,500. Maybe 1,500?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't have the number here. Here's another one. Yeah, this lady writes in, I've been using Good Night Formula for a few months, and I find it helps me sleep through the night. And when I get up to go potty, I can fall back asleep faster.
That's the key. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back to sleep and pick up on your last dream sequence.
Yep. And now, listen to this. So we get this testimonial, and this lady could be the poster child for boomers. It says, I've been taking boomer products for over a year, and I feel better than I have in years. I'm 65, and I can now keep up with my grandbabies and enjoy grandma life. And she sends in a picture. She's dressed in her workout clothes with her sneakers on, her gym shorts, and she's sitting down on a porch, and her little grandbaby has reached way up with her face to give grandma a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, how cute. Oh, really cute.
It's like, that's what we always keep saying. You want to have the energy to play with your grandchildren. Well,
there you go.
There's one more person that joined the crowd of about 20,000 people.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Boomer products that it's helped with that. And that's about it. There's another lady wrote in about collagen and how it's helping her grow her new cartilage. And then she says to whoever she's writing to, I don't know who she thought she was writing to, but it says, tell Bob thanks for being on the big call.
Oh, great. Absolutely. Absolute godsend. Thank you, Bob. Excellent.
And then, Bruce, we do have a brand new sale, and this is really good. I'll tell you what the items are that are on here. There's seven of them.
Yep.
One is vitamin C. The other one is vitamin B complex.
Okay.
So you can get C and B. You can get omega-3s.
Yep.
And you can get magnesium. And then we have three products that are kind of like Ayurvedic products but are also now mainstream. One is ashwagandha. The other is olive leaf extract. And another is turmeric.
Right.
Which also has extract in there, which is curcumin. And all of those products are on sale. Buy one, get one free.
Excellent.
So every time I think that Larry has come up with an idea that's going to be the best sale we've ever had, he comes up with another one that's even better.
That's good, huh?
And at some point, if he keeps going, we're going to have to pay people to get our products. We'll be sending out free products with free checks, with checks in the mail. If Larry keeps up with more and more discounts.
I know.
But buy one, get one free.
Wow.
Yeah. But right now, it's only buy one, get one free. Oh, my God, Larry. Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, Bob. But think of how much product we're moving.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Including moving a lot of our collagen, which is still on sale. at buy one, get one half off.
Half off, yeah.
And that has been going like really fast. And so that sale is going to have to end soon because we're going to run out of it.
Yeah.
Those are the sales that are going on right now, Bruce, and it is 12 minutes after 10.
Well, that's not bad at all. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. That was really fun. Cool testimonials. I love that you're going to be speaking a week from tomorrow, right, Bob? A week from tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wednesday. Okay, a week from tomorrow in Miro St. Pete. That's cool. Very cool. Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you about that, too, after that happens. Well, thank you, Bob. Let's let everybody know how to get to the website. Go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So you'll, boom, you'll be right into his site, and you can pull down the all products menu tab and hit the on sale. And then, of course, all those seven products that Bob just enumerated will be on sale, buy one, get one free, which is pretty cool. That's a good deal there. And so take advantage of that. And then the collagen is the buy one, get one half off. So don't confuse those two sales, kind of two different sales. That sounds really good, and I know we'll get a lot of people that want to take advantage of anything that you can buy. Buy one, get one free is always a winner. So the other thing is, if you need to call in and get support from customer support, then the 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of that if you need it. Otherwise, put those orders together online. Take it to the cart. Take the cart to checkout. Boom, there you go. And you'll get the deal doing it that way. I think most people are still getting subscribe and save subscription service for Boomer Boost, for Barley, for Myatrol, the big three, I think. And then, boy, anytime you can get vitamin C and B complex and omega 3 and all that, some of those four products that Bob mentioned at buy one get one free, that's a real winner. I'll have to check my stock on that, see if I've got more than one backup, because if I don't, I'm going to load in on some of that. And then certainly ashwagandha, turmeric, and olive leaf extract are also three really good Ayurvedic products to take, and they have good proven track records. So let's do this. Let's move into the intel segment. Thank you, Bob, for everything tonight. Let's get into the intel and see where we stand. Pretty interesting times right now. Overall, the military is on lockdown, and that means information coming from our military sources. We were getting some pretty steady information. That's all shut down now. They want to just seal that up. Actually, most, if not all, of the redemption centers are all under new NDAs and are being very quiet, very tight-lipped as far as that goes. So let's just go back and see where we stand right now. Okay. I'm trying to get this in the order I'd like to present it tonight. I'll start with this. Let's start with this. President Trump is going to make a nationwide address Thursday night at 9 o'clock, the same time as the start of the big call in 2 nights from now, Thursday night, 9 o'clock. And I thought, well, gee, do we change the time of the call? Do we do this? Do we do that? And I think the answer is we keep our same time, but everybody that hears tonight's call, if they want, go ahead and record that. I'll probably record it on my DVR, so I'll just have it as if I were watching it live after the big call. I'll go into it. But for a while, we didn't found out about this yesterday, but we didn't know what it was going to be about. Well, now I know what it's going to be about. It is, he is going to speak to the nation about election fraud and bring up areas of the country probably that had election fraud problems in not only the 2020 elections, but also even in the 2024 elections. And so we still have, there's a lot that should be disclosed. It should be sort of a time of disclosure about election fraud. So I thought, well, if it was going to be about Nasara, if it was going to be about our new currency, if it was going to be about something like debt jubilee, we would probably do something different with the big call. But because I already know what the subject matter is and sort of generally know what he would probably say, I'm going to watch it, but we're going to keep the call at the regular times Thursday night. Okay? Now, here's the other thing. If certain mainstream news stations decide they do not want to cover this or broadcast this, don't be surprised if some of the liberal media stations are broken into with the emergency broadcast system. Certain TV networks may be taken over by the EBS if they fail to broadcast this speech Thursday night. Just be aware of that. Okay? I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'll record it on Newsmax or One America News. Those two are Trump's two favorite, and those are my favorite two news stations. But that's what I'm going to watch it on, and I imagine those will be right there with him. So beware of that. The other thing that's going on is there is a lot of cleanup going on as of Monday, which was yesterday. Hello, Bruce. That should be wrapped up theoretically by noon tomorrow. And this is in 21 cities that I can't enumerate, but 21 cities across the country. So there's a lot of cleanup taking place. And that's a good thing. And it could continue on, you know, in other areas too. We've had so much. It's going to continue. They're not done yet. But have they done enough to let this go? We had over the weekend that President Trump and the military gave the green light for this to go, ostensibly this week. Now, we heard the possibility of Monday, Tuesday for notifications. No, but we did hear from a very strong source that it looks really good for us to get notified Wednesday, Thursday, and or Friday even, and then exchange, if not Thursday, Friday for exchanges, then the weekend, this weekend, for exchanges to start. So we have a little three-day window, the 15th, 16th, 17th, those 3 days, we should receive our notifications and set our appointments and begin getting our exchanges started. Now, we also heard this morning that in about 12 hours, the money would start moving. And I said, well, who's the money going to move to? Well, it's supposed to move to bondholders' accounts and to what we used to call intermediary accounts. These are the intermediaries, which were the farm claims, the Indian claims, the fines and penalties. I can't even remember them all. It's been so long since we talked about them. All of those intermediary accounts sort of find their way between Tier 3 and Tier 4. And Tier 3 are the bondholders. So that money should be moving into their accounts tonight. And then we would be coming in, I would say, not on a true shotgun start, but possibly notified over the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know that there's anything else urgent that needs to be brought out tonight. I know that, you know, obviously some of you guys are following what's going on in Iran. I know President Trump does not want to bomb out everything they've got, doesn't want to bomb out their power stations, doesn't want to, you know, just bomb every little thing that they've got over there. But we know that we can't trust Iran as far as we can throw a bull by the tail. So that's obvious. We've all learned that. So the question is peace possible? It could take a while. Is that something that would hold this up? Well, we thought we had to have the deal done before we went. I'm not so sure that can be done yet. There's two ways to go about this. There's just continue to meet, to come up with a peace accord that hopefully the Iranians could adhere to, or bomb them into the Stone Age, which we don't really want to do that. Even President Trump doesn't want to do that. So let's just believe that they can come up with some kind of a peace accord that will hold up in the Middle East. And we know that certain countries have flown in to meet with President Trump this week, and they're already in, they're here. And so I don't know exactly what the timing is going to be on that or who those countries are. I have some idea on some of them, but I don't know the rest of them. So that's important, and that's significant, I think. Now, they could be meeting for different reasons. That is possible. But I think it's probably more about the RV, Nisara, Jassara, that kind of thing. As far as that goes, we have heard that we would get debt relief as far as mortgages and credit card debt, all of that stuff by the end of the month. Well, we're almost halfway. Tomorrow will be halfway point through the month. So maybe that will happen right before the end of the month. In that last week of July is possible. It's very possible. So we'll see. You know, that's one we're not going to hold our breath for. But, you know, that should, if we get started this week with our exchanges, our notifications, set appointments, start exchanges by the weekend, I think it's very possible that we would be getting the Nisara debt jubilee that is promised in that law. So let's hope for that. That's a good thing to hope for. And hope is waiting expectantly for something good to happen. And that's what we're doing. Other than that, just keep in mind, when you go into the redemption centers, you don't go to 9 different stations. That's another misnomer from 2 years, 3 years ago. It's there are 3 or 4 different people that'll be helping you through all aspects of the redemption process. And there are different processes in the redemption center, starting with know your customer, you know, the picture that they take of you when you first get there. They run it through the database, make sure you're not wanted for some heinous crime or whatever. You know, you'll get in there, you'll meet the people, they'll talk to you about the currencies that you have, you pony those up, they run those through the De La Rue machine, and then they tell, you know, how much you have in each currency. You've discussed rates by then, all of that. Remember, the only rate you should really be concerned about is, and you shouldn't even be concerned about it, what I'm telling you is the Iraqi dinar, if you have dinar, President Trump has negotiated with Dr. Sinon al-Shabibi a rate, a contract for a rate on the Iraqi dinar back when he was in his first term. And it should be an excellent, excellent high rate, way higher than a bank screen rate would be. Like over 10, about 10 times as high. So that would be terrific. Now, you know, I don't know where the dong is going to be rate-wise. I know roughly where it was last time we looked at it, but who knows what it's going to be, and it doesn't matter that much. But, you know, the ZIM is on par with the dollar. So if you understand what on par means, then you're in good shape. everything else is we're just looking forward to getting it started. And then we're looking forward to setting our med bed appointments for those of us that need those, get into those holographic medical beds, as in hologram, holographic. And, yeah, I wish I could do a full rundown on those, but they've kind of asked us not to get into detail on those and to refer to them as medical beds. So they're holographic medical beds. We're not going to talk about them in any detail now, but I am looking forward to getting in myself and everybody else that I've got on my list. And I just want us to all spend some time, but mainly get prepared. And how do you get prepared? One of the ways you should get prepared for everything is to pick up Sue's latest class on startup clarity. And you heard the testimonials on it tonight. It sounds to me like this class will prepare you to sort of slow down and take a look at everything in sort of look at your priorities and get ready for prioritizing that way. And also giving you clarity on everything that you're about to do as a founder. You know, it's sort of, it makes perfect sense that you could listen to one of these three classes once a week, one week, one the next week, one the following week. And all three classes are available as Startup 150. That's what you should put in the subject line, $150. If you have PayPal, great. You don't have to use PayPal. You can pay another way. And you want to just send the email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Now, that's a long address, Bruce. I know it is. Integrated, INTEGRATED, Minds, 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 Mindus, Mindus, MINDS, @hushmail.com. Send it off. Sue will be processing all these tomorrow, getting them out to you. They're coming as audio downloads, as a link that you get in your email, and you click on it, and you can listen to those classes. Okay? Sue recommends one class a week, maximum two, but one class a week is probably going to do you fine, because so much of this is hearing it, feeling it, assimilating it, taking it in to your body and your spirit, and listening and just identifying it with yourself. So enjoy that and do that. Get those out tonight if you can, especially you mountain and west coast people that still have a little time advantage on us. Those of you in Hawaii, 808 area code, you Hawaiians, you got plenty of time. It's just mid-afternoon for y'all out there. You guys are out there catching waves, surfing. Just so incredible over there. I love Hawaii. And I look forward to volunteers helping us with Rebuild America and Rebuild International and getting together with a lot of you regionally. And I think it's going to be super. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's all I have to say for tonight. I really think that the next 3 days could be really important. We will have the call at the regular time on Thursday night, but I'm going to go ahead and record President Trump at 9 Eastern on Thursday night, because it should be good, and we'll see. Maybe he'll drop some kind of coded comm for us that we can pick up on. But if everything works out, we could very well have our numbers by Thursday. So let's see what happens. All right? All right, let's pray the call out. First, I want to thank Sue and Bob for a wonderful call tonight. Really great. Enjoyed it always. And I want to thank Jeannie for continuing to support the big call with her prayer and praise reports. And thank Pastor Scott, you continue to heal and get better and better and better, and let us know how you're doing. And of course, Doug and GCK, thank you for your help. And thanks, Big Call Universe, all of you out there. Or as they say in the South, y'all and all y'all, if it's more than you, more than one. Thanks for all y'all out there that are listening to the Big Call and have for many of you for 15 years. And so let's do this. Let's just pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to a great night and tomorrow, and then we'll look forward to Thursday. Okay? All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that's been presented tonight. Thank you that the intel looks really good for us. Help it to come into your timeline for us. Help us to believe for things that are not as though they were, and to keep the faith for everything in our lives. Because without faith, it's impossible to please you. And so we have the faith, and we need to operate in it on a daily basis. Thank you for all that you're doing for us, to give us hope, and to give us peace, and to give us love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, y'all. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday. God bless you.